Let's see what's cooking in the world of Monday. Andrew Kelleher is with us at JMI Wealth, and a very good morning to you.
Morning, Tim.
We could do with a bit of GDT auction news. How was it?
Yeah, it's good news Wednesday, Tim. It's good news Wednesday. There was a fair bit of trepidation coming into this auction, given that we'd seen a fairly big loss at the last auction a couple of weeks ago, where the price index fell, 4.7%. Overnight, the price in the global dairy trade price index has lifted 3.2%. So a collective sigh of relief that weakness evident in last auction hasn't continued, and probably quite a bit stronger than expected as well. Look, there's what we call a global dairy trade pulse auction. That's held on the week in between the fortnightly dairy trade auctions. They only sell whole milk powder at that, and the whole milk powder price actually fell at that auction a week ago. So we had a sort of a weak read going into last night's auction, but whole milk powder did recover. It was up 1%. The real action, though, was in the other commodities. Butter, nice outcome there, up 4.9%. Cheddar, up 5.7%. But the poster child for the auction last night was skim milk powder, which jumped a very surprising 7%. Now, I understand that there was a wider spread of buyers evident in skim milk powder last night, so it would be nice to see that trend continue. Look, the thing is, Tim, it's a great result, but the overall trend is still very much down. And while, yes, it's welcome, I don't think you can sort of break out the streamers and champagne just yet. I'm not sure it's enough to move the farmgate forecast milk price. I think it will nudge it up a few cents, maybe, but it certainly stabilises that forecast, and that's good. There are very high levels of milk production globally at the moment. You've got spring production in the Northern Hemisphere countries at the moment. But the poor old dairy farmers, you know, they've been facing some pretty stiff price increases on their farm input costs, and the inflation there has actually been running higher than inflation in the general population. Of course, farmers with debt are facing, you know, higher interest rates as well at the moment. But it's a move in the right direction, Tim.
Okay, now we get a lot of data on house prices, perhaps too much, just quietly.
Yeah.
You have a preferred index, though.
Yeah, look, this is the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand. It's a monthly sort of house price data dump, and it is one of the benchmark data sets for housing. Now, it contains median price numbers for the country and a regional breakdown, but I prefer to look at the REINZ House Price Index. So it adjusts for all the compositional changes which can affect median prices. So that house price index, it's now down 16.8% from the peak. That was in November 2021. But here's a bit of slightly positive news. The March fall was only 0.2% from the previous month. If I look at the last 12 months, index is down across the whole country 13.1%. But there's a bit of a difference here. Auckland's actually down quite a bit more than the rest of the country. It's down 15.5%. The rest of New Zealand collectively only down 11.5%. So the big smoke really is dragging the whole country down. The rate of decline is slowing, Tim. So I think it's time to ask the question, are we seeing the beginning of the end of house price weakness? Because some areas this month actually went up. Northland was up 1.4%, Manawatu, Whanganui, 0.9%, Taranaki was up, Canterbury and Southland, they're in positive territory for the month as well. Auckland was stable. Seasonally adjusted sales rose, but that does come from historic lows in January, February. You can still see this sort of spectre of Cyclone Gabrielle, you know, casting a pall over the housing market. Sales are still well below the long-term average levels, although days to sell did improve. So are we seeing signs of a bottom? Are we seeing some green shoots? I think it's too early to tell. I certainly don't think the RBNZ would want to see the housing market kick off again. But I think given where interest rates are going and given uncertainty over that, I think that feels unlikely.
Well, if it flatlined for a while, that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, would it? Numbers,
yeah.
Please, down a bit.
Actually, it's just stabilised now. So it's pretty flat. So 33993 was the last mark I saw. 4153 on the S&P 500, which is fairly unchanged as well. NASDAQ 12,146 down 10. The FTSE 100 was up overnight, up 0.38%, 7909. The Nikkei up 0.5%, 28,658. The Shanghai Composite 3393 up about 0.25%. The ASX 200 lost 21 points yesterday, closing at 7360. And the NZX 50, the local market, down 0.44%. That's 52 points, 11,884. One Kiwi dollar this morning will buy you 0.6203 US, 0.9221 Aussie, 0.5656 euro, 0.4992 pounds, 83.19 Japanese yen. Gold just over $2,000, $2,004.24. And Brent crude, $85.19.
Thank you very much, Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth with Money News.